Sports.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It is, by the way, the live Saturday edition. Things operate as normal on the live Saturday edition. It's just that it's Saturday, and most of your favorite talk show hosts take the day off.
They're out on their yachts.
Yeah. We're
cruising
here.
Around in their private jets.
We're here in our studio taking your calls about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. Of course, the big news over the past week has been all of this hullabaloo about the bailout package. I mean, did anybody really think this wasn't going to pass? For a moment, did you really believe that this had a chance of getting stuck in the dirt, stuck in the mud, so to speak?
For a moment, yes, I did. Because I believed that the House of Representatives was, you know, since they failed to do it on Monday, that it would take a long time to get through. That, you know, I didn't think they'd manage to push another one through by the end of the week. Although, I did predict it on the show. I had my doubts. So, you said a moment, and yes, yeah. For a moment, I didn't think that it was going to happen. However, I had the prophetic statement of, they're going to put some lipstick on this pig and shove it up our butts by Friday.
Yeah,
and
they
sure
force
did.
Fed it. They force fed the pig and expanded its size.
Yeah,
by
you know
the
funny, sad, you know, tragic thing about this is that if they would have passed it the first time, we would have been a lot better off. The original bailout bill was about 3 pages long. The final one was over 400.
Wow.
And they didn't fill those 400 with anything good, I can assure you.
Oh, they'll try to tell you that the 400 extra pages helped. That
well, that's
good
the only way they could get it through, but it help? I don't know. Let me read an article from Declan McCullough. Excuse me.
We like Declan McCullough.
Yeah. Last week, the Bush administration proposed a 3-page bill.
Is it from CNET?
Yeah, it's from CNET.com. Excuse me. The bailout Wall Street to the tune of $700 billion. It died in the House of Representatives early this week. On Friday, though, the House approved a far bigger, broader, beefier version of the bill, which has ballooned to a remarkable 442 pages. The Senate had already approved the measure, which, by the way, I think might be unconstitutional. Bills regarding spending are supposed to start
passing
in the House.
Passing the Senate first? Well, it wouldn't be the
House,
first.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the first time things that have been unconstitutional have gone through without...
Certainly
any
true.
Problems.
Let's see. It includes, as the New York Post pointed out, millions of dollars in tax breaks and related pork for kids, wooden arrows, Puerto Rican rum producers, auto racetracks, corporations operating in American Samoa. The likely explanation for the American Samoa thing is that Starkist has a corporate office in Nancy Pelosi's district. There you go.
It's business as usual in D.C. I know there's more to the story. The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. Before we dig in a little bit more here, I'm just wondering, is there anybody actually listening to the program tonight that supported the bailout bill? Anybody who supports this bailout bill, 1-800-259-9231. All the polls were showing that pretty much nobody did.
Right, nobody
except for
did.
Washington, D.C.
Nobody believes that rich bankers and extraordinarily wealthy foreign investors should be bailed out at the expense of the American taxpayer. We're not bailing out ice cream shops. Why should we bail out banks? Why should we bail out insurance companies? Why should we bail out any of these companies?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Let's see. There's tax credits for cellulosic biofuels and carbon dioxide sequestration, new renewable energy bonds, one-year extension for wind and refined coal energy tax credits. But here's the part that sickens me the most about this. Here's what really, really, really rankles me. We, the American people, I am told, as somebody who's dissatisfied with the government the way it is and has operated for a very, very long time, it's gotten so big, so cumbersome. I was told, you know, the Republicans are the party of small government, and I feel stung on that. I know better. We did what we are supposed to do.
Oh, by the way, as an aside, if you still believe the Republicans are the party of small government, 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah. We did what we were supposed to do in the political process. We contacted our representatives.
You mean over the last week or so?
Yeah. The American people, to the tune of tens of thousands of constituents, contacted representatives, Senate members, senators. The whole deal, they contacted. They did what they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And to the, you know, I was told that they were split 50-50 between no and hell no. That the support was about, or the support for not doing the bailout was about 50-1 was another quote. So everybody said no, 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 no. They put lipstick on the pig and they shoved it up our butts, just like I said they were going to do on Monday. And here's what is also in this bill. This okay. isn't a separate bill. This is the same bill. IRS undercover operations. The bailout bill also gives the Internal Revenue Service new authority to conduct undercover operations. It would immunize the IRS from a passel of federal laws, including permitting the IRS to run businesses for an extended sting operation. They can do stings. They can plant people as, you know, people that they're as accountants or tax preparers saying, well, I'm not sure that this induction is entirely legal, but it'd save you $1,000. Do you want to take it? The next time some tax preparer says that, they could be
setting
an
you up.
IRS agent.
A sting that you could be caught in an IRS sting now is what you're saying.
Right. You know, and it goes, there's, you know, basically that's what they're allowed to do is the IRS is now allowed to continue to do, you know, undercover operations, including.
To continue or for the first time do undercover operations?
Not for the first time. This is starting with the Anti-Drug Abuse Act of 1988, but it's been on and off.
Hmm.
They haven't been able to do it full time. They're saying,
no, they
we don't care. America, we don't care what you think. And
when have they ever?
If you don't play along, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Slaves.
This is the freest country on earth, or so I've been told since I was a little boy.
That ain't saying much.
And this is what they're saying. This is the representative, the Democratic Republic that is supposed to represent the people. The representatives did not represent the people that called in, their constituents. And it is sickening. And then people tell me, well, if you don't like the system, work within it.
Or leave.
How am I supposed to leave.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to work within a system that has, you know, obviously does not care what
it's
we
easy,
think?
It's easy, Mark. It's easy.
Not to mention that the people that are in the system are getting paid. I am not paid to work within the system. I would do that on my spare
now,
time.
Mark, let me just play devil's advocate here for a moment. This isn't really me speaking. To answer your question, how are you supposed to work within the system? It's easy. All you have to do is get elected. If you don't like what these elected representatives are doing, they're performing the will of the people. They were elected to make these decisions, these important decisions for our lives. If you don't like the way that's working out, I recommend that you go ahead and throw your hat in the ring and run for state senator.
Do you think that I'm going to have a lot of luck considering there's billions and billions of dollars that are being given to campaigns of these people that are willing to bend me over a barrel? Do you think I have
no.
any chance trying to round up money from my friends who are going to be taxed to freaking death to pay for these rich bankers' jets? Do you think I have any chance of getting elected? Hell no. I'm the average guy. That's why I get screwed.
Well, Ron Paul could do it. Why can't you do
it? Ron Paul couldn't do it. Ron Paul did not get elected.
He's been reelected. He's a House of Representatives member.
And
why
voted,
can't you just go out
and
do
voted
what Ron
no.
Paul did?
In, he's one of 435 people. 100 or so of them voted no to this.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the two representatives from this state, Democrats, actually did. Not that I'm saying that I like Democrats, mind you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they've done lots of things that I don't like.
Sure.
But you know, it's just disgusting. I did call those two representatives, excuse me, a representative and a senator. I called all three of them represent me, two senators and one representative, and I said, no, no, no. And then after they voted, I called and said, thank you. And
all vote no, or did the
I believe the
guy,
representative, I don't have the list in front of me, I believe the representative Hodes, it doesn't matter who did what in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know, some of them did, some of them didn't, and that's the answer. And the fact is, the vast majority of the people listening to me, your representatives and your senators voted yes, even though you didn't want it, even though tens of thousands of people contacted them and said, no, we don't want this crap. They gave it to us anyway, and they put a provision in it that gave the IRS more broad-reaching powers to make sure you pay your taxes so that these rich bankers and these rich foreign investors will, you know, get bailed out. On your dime.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about this bailout package? And it looks like Lou's on the line to tell us he likes it.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site They're totally free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there is something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live, head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
As we continue here with your phone calls, started out, Mark, you were pretty upset about this whole bailout thing. Very, very disturbed.
I think I have good reason.
I think so, too. I myself, not so much surprised, so I guess I'm not as upset about it as you are. It seems to me to be just business as usual in D.C. with the bankers and the rich, wealthy, connected people up there essentially getting their little soldiers to do their bidding in Washington, D.C. and pass this bailout bill. Wanted to know if anybody actually listening to the program tonight was in favor of it, and we did apparently find the one man in America, Lou, in Florida, listening to WFTL. Lou, or at least
yes,
one
how
of
you guys
few.
Doing?
A very, very few. Hello, listen, Lou, what's on your mind?
Listen, before I make my point, let me ask you, Ian, do you think Wall Street is overregulated or underregulated?
Well, I think the government should go away entirely, so you take that as you want.
No, answer the question. Is Wall Street overregulated or underregulated?
Well, I don't like a little bit of regulation because it changes things.
No, I'm asking Ian. I'm asking Mr. Free Market Extremist.
Yeah, the answer is if you want to go and gamble your money at something, you should be free to do that and take whatever risks you want to, Lou.
Ian, it's a simple question. Is Wall Street overregulated or underregulated?
There should be no governmental regulations,
okay.
Lou.
The reason we're in the mess we're in is because Wall Street is the most unregulated industry in America.
What are you talking about?
They did not have the oversight. And the reason we have to do this bailout is because Wall Street is like a fat, obese man who just had a heart attack.
I'm afraid, Lou, you don't really know what you're talking
about. These are banks. This isn't Wall Street, Lou.
I worked up in New York. I worked in the financial industry. I don't think you know what you're talking about.
These are the banks, Lou. This isn't Wall Street.
This is Wall Street. What are you talking about? All the biggest investment banks in America, every single one of them went under because of this mess. And it happened because of the deregulation and the pirates on Wall Street. And don't you realize that if we deregulate an industry, don't you realize the pirates are going to walk in and eat you alive? Don't you understand that?
How are they going to eat me alive if I'm not invested in their industry?
Listen to me. Even if you're not invested, the country depends on the flow of credit. Money has to move around.
I understand that it does. And that's another problem that I have, Lou, is that we have a central bank made of, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, and many of these other, you know, large banks.
You know, but that, Ian, you never answered my question.
Before you go on, we have a central bank which issues our money on credit. The United States government makes treasury bonds and then gets the money from the Federal Reserve, which is a collection of central banks.
Listen, you're talking about a utopian fantasy. I'm talking about a real utopian fantasy.
Having money backed by gold and silver is not a utopian fantasy. We had it in this country much longer than we've had money as credit, fake money.
There's no elasticity. Have you ever taken a course in economics?
I've taken plenty.
At the college level?
Yes.
Not in kindergarten, at the college level.
Lou, college economics courses tend to be Keynesian economics. It's not the kind of economics I have to be a fan of.
Do you understand the concept of elasticity in money?
Why don't you explain it, Lou?
Okay, listen. When you have gold, and God forbid there's a panic, people are going to hoard their gold, and the government's not going to have enough gold to supply to the economic system.
Why does the government need to supply the economic system?
Yeah, sorry, Lou.
Why does the government need to be involved at all, Lou? Can't I give you a piece of gold or a piece of silver for mowing my lawn?
What's that?
Can't I give you a piece of gold or a piece of silver or a note saying you can go to the bank and get it for doing work for me?
Utopian fantasies. I'm talking about the way things are.
I understand how things are. The government has screwed things up very thoroughly, and you're saying the government should get in and regulate the problem that it created.
Yeah, let me tell you what the utopian fantasy is. The utopian fantasy is the idea that you can print money from thin air and have that be a lasting economic system. The history of all fiat currencies, Lou, has been failure after failure.
They only go down.
Wall Street is the most deregulated industry in America.
I'm not sure why you keep bringing it back to Wall Street. I don't really understand that. We're talking about the money system, Lou. We're talking about the fact that the federal government brought on this Federal Reserve, this private organization, to print money from thin air and call that real money. That's what we've got going on right now, and that's the cause of all the problems is the central bank.
The libertarians had free reign on Wall Street, and you guys screwed it up.
What are you talking about? Have you ever heard of the SEC, Lou?
They were bought. They're owned by the industry. You don't understand the SEC.
This is how government works.
Right. That's what happens. When you put a government agency in place, Lou, the people with the power and the money, they take control of it. And the people like you and me, we end up paying for that crap.
How do you propose to stop that from happening, Lou? That you're saying the SEC is bought and controlled by the industry it regulates, similar to how perhaps the FDA is controlled.
So you're trying to say the government should work. And I agree with you. It should, but it doesn't. Because the government is controlled by people far richer than you and I.
There's no more deregulated industry in America than Wall Street, and the libertarians destroy
it. You make it more regulated, you're still going to have the rich people in control of who gets prosecuted.
You can sit there and bitch about how deregulated it is, but how about you come up with a real plan as far as what you want to do about it? You want more regulations on Wall Street? Don't you understand, don't you understand that the regulations are proposed, as you suggested, by the people that are being regulated? You understand that, right?
When a guy is having a heart attack and he needs triple bypass surgery, you do not sit there and philosophize. You do the surgery.
I don't think that he needs it. I think that this triple bypass surgery is going to put us into a depression
as great as the Great
Depression.
Have you ever taken an economics class beyond the third grade?
Look, you and I disagree on types of economics. You're Keynesian economics, kind of guy. I'm an Austrian economics kind of guy. We disagree. That's all.
You can't get very many Austrian economics classes.
Have you heard of Ludwig von Mises, Lou?
Yes, I have.
Great. Read his stuff. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
And I've read Milton Friedman at the graduate level.
Yeah, but I'm not real fond of Milton Friedman, the Chicagoans, and the central bank. No.
Milton Friedman is a relatively free market individual.
Relatively. except that he created the withholding system that the government uses currently to tax us, and he supported a central bank. As far as I'm concerned, that's antithetical to freedom.
The only free market solution here is to get rid of the central bank and allow various different market entities, whether they be banks or whoever, to come out with the money.
You guys are pandering to the lowest common denominator.
Oh, are you telling me that the American people are too stupid to realize bailing out a bunch of rich people is good for them?
Yes, they are.
Well, there you go.
There you go, Lou. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
We're too stupid to know what to do with our own money.
Lou knows everything.
Our money needs to go to a bunch of rich people.
Let's continue with your calls. Dana's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Hello. How are you guys?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've got two things. Now, one of them has to do with the Dallas Independent School District here in Texas. Have you heard about the problem there?
The Dallas Independent School District? No.
Mm-hmm. Now, as of September 1, all of a sudden, for this school year, they came up short $84 million.
Hmm.
Yeah. They have a huge taxing entity in that county for a school district fund. So there's a lot of accountability. They're letting go over 1,200 employees, and over 600 of those are teachers.
Okay. Well, hang on, Dana. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free. and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Saturday show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. Hi, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. And get interactive for free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And speaking of things that start with a W, try WebEx for free. Travel less and meet online. That was a terrible segue, wasn't it?
It was hilarious, though. I love it.
Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com, promo code 600. And that will allow you to start your free trial of WebEx.
Save money
today
on travel.
Yep, we continue here. Dana still on the line with us in Texas. Now, Dana, let me see if I understood correctly what you're telling us before. You're saying that there's the Dallas School District has an $84 million budget shortfall, and as a result of that, 600 bureaucrats are getting their jobs cut. Did I understand you correctly?
Well, teachers, over 1,200 people are losing their jobs or getting pink slips. And of the 1,200, over 600 of those employees are teachers. Yeah, and it's a huge school district. I just find the shortfall puzzles me as to how you could all of a sudden, mistake or no mistake, be that short. Now,
well, it's the government, and to answer your question, the government isn't interested in really paying too close attention.
Right,
to
the person that made the shortfall, that made the mistake, they're not getting fired. The teachers are, so it's there's
right,
no accountability.
That's right. Now, kind of move on to the next one. My, and then I will just say this, and I'll hang up, and you guys can choke each other or whatever. I have a problem with this bailout, And I'm very politically science-minded. That's my major in college, blah, blah, blah. I went to sleep one night with the Lehman Brothers having gone belly up, you know, 150-year monument to the United States. The government chose not to help them. They were going to help Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and AIG and somebody else. And I went to sleep one night with that was on the agenda. The next day I woke up and all of a sudden they're bailing out Wall Street with $700 billion. I don't get the connection. What did I miss? Maybe you guys can speak of it on the air. And the other thing is, I don't understand why they are bailing out Wall Street. To me, Wall Street is nothing but glorified high-paid gamblers. To me, it's a comparison to a casino. You buy a stock and you take a chance whether it goes up or bellies down.
Well, Dana, politics...
You know,
yeah, I see where you're coming from. Politics.
Explain all of this to me, and I'm going to hang up now, guys. And I'm
thank you, Dana. Appreciate the call tonight. Politics is, at its core, rewarding friends and punishing enemies. So maybe Lehman Brothers had burned a bridge with somebody important or with a few important people.
Or they weren't prepared to do it at that point. Not enough of their friends were caterwauling for it. It's obvious that a great deal of people in Washington, senators and representatives, they're going to pay a price for what they did. They're likely, some of them are going to lose their jobs so that we'll replace them with other people that will then screw us. But I probably will not be voting for anybody who voted for this. So there's Senator John Sununu here. I don't think I'm going to vote for old John.
Hey, isn't that supposed to be the most libertarian senator?
Libertarian senator. He voted for this. He lockstepped with George Bush on this one, and I'm sorely disappointed. What do I think is going to happen? I don't know. Maybe this extraordinarily liberal person who's running against him is going to get it, and then we're going to have socialism for everybody.
I'd like to go back, though, before we continue with the calls here. I'd like to go back to what Dana was talking about, just as an aside about the school thing with the 600 teachers losing their jobs. I feel bad for those people because they didn't know what they were getting into. Most teachers, when they look into getting a job as a teacher, they just want to help kids.
Yeah.
They just want to educate young people. And they don't realize that what they're getting into is essentially working for a criminal gang. I mean, that's what government is. It takes money from people by force, by threat of violence, and then it determines how to distribute those funds. So if the people that are the administrators that are taking that money in and creating the $84 million shortfall she was talking about earlier, if they botch things up, then your job's on the line all of a sudden for no reason other than somebody messed up some numbers somewhere, whereas how often does that happen with private business?
Hopefully those teachers, likely with that kind of shortfall, some students will have to be turned away. Hopefully the teachers will be able to, go and work for some private schools and therefore, to take some of the overflow of the students. That sure would be nice.
Yeah, I just think that this is one of those unfortunate things that comes from government education, is these unpredictable calamities like this.
What they should do in Texas is take at one or two or three of the schools, take an amount of schools, take their budget, decide how many schools they can run on that budget, take the other amount of schools, let them loose, cut them loose, let the teachers charge tuition to the students, create private schools right then that people can send their kids to so they don't have to have their kids in classes of 40 and 50, I think that would solve the problem right quick.
We continue with your calls about what you want. Tomas is on the line listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Hello, Tomas.
Hey, thank you very much, you guys, for having the show today.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like one of you guys to Google that Andrew Jackson quote that I'm sure y'all are familiar with. It ends with a revolution before morning, where he calls the bankers a bunch of thieves and vipers.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that one.
Because I think that America is not faced with so much a financial problem here as a problem that their government has decided that they are smarter than the people who sent them there. You know, and that I think is I don't care what your ideas of what type of financial system we have. If the government is not going to listen to us and treat us like children, we as a citizenry are not going to mature. You know, we've got to be able to make our mistakes. And so I think what we should do, and I think what you should, you guys should do on your website is make a list of all those people who voted yes, and then just choose one opponent, you know, because elections are coming up. And then have everybody just funnel money into that one opponent.
Yeah, I have to say I appreciate what you're, where you're coming from on that, having spent years of my life involved in the political system and running candidates and that sort of thing. But I don't really think, number one, that very many of these incumbents are going to get kicked out of office. And even if they do, the people that will be replacing them are not going to be that much better. I mean, they'll be better in that they're not as experienced at fleecing the American public, but they'll be owned, bought, and sold just like all of the other politicians are. I mean, what were some of the – wasn't there – somebody told us a story last night, Mark, about how I think it was Peter in New York had told me that the person that was running against the incumbent in his district, the incumbent, of course, voted for the bailout, and the person who was running against the incumbent held off on commenting on the issue until after the vote, right? That way they didn't have to actually take a position publicly about this until after the fact.
Right. So, I mean – They're gonna play the same game, but we have to make them fear us
more than they fear the money.
It sure would be
and,
nice.
And the one way to do that, my brother, is Monday morning, everybody needs to go to the bank and take their money out and create a situation that we had in 1933 where the president had to have a, quote, bank holiday. And then we also need to pull our money out of stocks. And make those words that Andrew Jackson said 200 years ago, a revolution before morning, come true.
I've got the quote right here. Gentlemen, I have had men watching you for a long time, and I'm convinced that you've used funds of the bank to speculate on the breadstuffs of the country. When you won, you divided the profits among you, and when you lost, you charged it to the bank. You tell me that I take the deposits from the bank and annul its charter? I shall ruin tens of thousands of families. Well, that may be true, gentlemen, but that's your sin. Should I let you go on, you will ruin 50,000 families, and that would be my sin. You're a den of vipers and thieves. There's also a better Jefferson quote. I believe the banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency by deflation and inflation, the banks and corporations will grow up around the banks and will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless. Right now, ask yourself, does the bank own your house?
Thank you, Tomas, for the call. More on the
way. You might as well be homeless.
This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free, and they include the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. So enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com.
If you have a, if you are a college student, you are related to a college student, even somebody who might be in their senior year of high school or just graduated college, the Institute for Humane Studies has broadcast internships. They have print internships. They have video game industry internships, public policy internships. They can go to Washington, D.C., you know, hang around at the think tanks, that kind of thing. They have paid stipend, housing and travel allowances, tuition, free books, mentoring, opportunities to be published, networking opportunities. This is huge. Go to libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. If you have a college student that you know, write down libertarianinternships.com and give it to them so they can check this out. It's amazing.
All right. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Talk to Brian in Grafton, New Hampshire, listening to WNTK FM. Hello, Brian.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the economic crisis is on everyone's mind, but if people out there nationwide are doubting the power of the Free State Project, I just went to a potluck dinner in a town of Grafton, New Hampshire, which is about 1,000 people, and there were 25 hardcore activists from moving here from Hawaii, Seattle, Virginia, Washington. And so 25 hardcore activists in a town of 1,000 people is going to make a difference.
You're damn right it will. And you're somebody, are you a New Hampshire native?
In Grafton, it already is.
I am a New Hampshire native, yes.
So you are feeling pretty excited, pretty positive about the idea of the Free State Project, which for our new listeners is a movement of thousands of liberty-loving individuals moving to New Hampshire to get active for liberty. This is something you think is a good thing, then?
Well, I've been elected on the planning board in a town that has no building regulations and very, very little, regulations. And I'm looking out there when I'm speaking out against the entire process, and there's five people there smiling and, you know, boosting my ego every time I question the value of the system.
Excellent. So would you encourage more people to join the Free State Project and come to New Hampshire?
It's going to make a difference, and it already is.
Right, because let me tell you, the suggestion, I know Tomas had the best of intentions with this call earlier, but the suggestion that, oh, what you need to do is just throw all your money behind whoever's running against the incumbent, and that'll help solve the problem in Washington, I'm sorry.
I have, and I just don't see Washington changing. I think Washington's a lost cause.
Yeah, I agree.
Washington, D.C.'s a lost cause, and when I called John Sununu, the supposedly most libertarian senator, mm-hmm. and they told me, I asked whether he was going to vote for the package, and they said, well, he's going to work in the code word, bipartisan manner. I said, oh, so he's going to be working along with Nancy Pelosi to save the economy. And you know what they did? They hung up on me.
Figures. Thanks, Brian, for the call.
Ken Blevins is on the ballot. He's a libertarian. So.
Very good. Well, there are libertarians all across the ballot all around the country. And, you know, if you can't get to New Hampshire, then you can always try voting for him. It's probably not going to do very much, but it doesn't hurt. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259.
It won't do any good in the other 49 states.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231.
I may very well. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'm going to vote for Ken Blevins for Senate because I cannot support a man who would steal $700 billion from the American people and put it in the pockets of rich bankers and foreign investors.
Let's continue here and talk to Bill in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hello, Bill. Bill? Indy? Going once? Bill in Indy? Going twice? Let's try a different Indianapolis person. Dave, listening to WXNT, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dave.
You guys seen any black helicopters yet?
No, it's too dark out right now. I can't see anything.
All right. Seriously, look, I can defend at least two Republicans here in Indiana that, for two reasons, they voted against this rescue plan bailout, whatever. And they are both fair tax proponents. Mike Pence and Dan Burton. Dan's been there a long time, but Dan still has some fathom of thought of what it means to be a Republican, and Mike is a pretty strong leader, and he actually showed a little bit of leadership as opposed to the official leader in the minority, John Boehner. So, and when Lou called up, and he wanted to start blaming Wall Street like everybody's doing and the greed, and he wanted to blame the private sector, I was hoping you guys would remind that moron, okay, that it was the Clinton administration that threatened these financial institutions if they didn't make bad loans, meaning if they didn't loan people money the way they would loan their own money, that they were going to be penalized. It's always, every time somebody points to the private sector and greed, that'll be like a red flag.
Well, I agree with you that the Democrats and Clinton are complicit in this. I just don't think that they're entirely complicit. I feel the Republicans are equally complicit. That, you know, when Ron Paul gets up there and he talks about how we need to do away with the Federal Reserve, the Republicans laugh at him too. I mean,
well, yep. But see, Ron knows a lot about being a Republican, and some of those guys who claim to be Republicans probably should join the other party.
I haven't seen Pence voting with Ron Paul on getting rid of the Federal Reserve.
Ron Paul is usually the only guy in Congress that
I
votes against
Jeff
like
Flake,
this.
Who is,
I can give you what I've got. Ron's only problem, and we've disagreed on this on air before, you and I, is the foreign policy deal. You got to go kill
people.
You got to kill people.
You mean his problem is that he believes in freedom and that you should be able to keep the money you earn and decide what to do with it? That's his problem?
No, he doesn't believe in going after people that would otherwise come into this country and fly planes.
No, I think what he believes
I agree with you, but what he would probably say to that is that the reason that they would come into this country and fly planes into buildings is because of the foreign policy that this country, not we, the American people, but this country has had prior to that. Do you think it's fair that the American people, that those 3,000 people died when it's really the politicians that made a bunch of foreign policy decisions?
Well, you'd have to be pretty specific. The one policy decision they could, they could pull back right now was subsidizing, you know, these countries wherever they are.
Like Saudi Arabia. I'll tell you specifically.
Egypt, I mean, you know,
specifically, what I think that the problem is that we have troops supporting the former King Fahd and the current King Hassan of Saudi Arabia, and I think that Osama bin Laden, who is a half brother of this King Hassan, probably imagines himself to be the sheikh or the king or the whatever of Saudi Arabia, wishes that he was, and he's upset that the American troops are supporting this other guy a king.
Granted, these guys aren't Boy Scouts, but why they're probably still where they are and why the troops are probably still where they are It's because they might be bad guys, but they're respecting the borders right now.
Right. So what our State Department and what our Department of Defense are doing is they're saying, well, we'll do deals with the devil as long as they do what we want for now. In the same way that we're fighting Hussein now, we were supporting him 20 years ago. We were supporting Osama bin Laden. He was on the CIA payroll. Yeah. These same people that we're supporting today are going to turn around and stab us in the back.
Dave, you're a Republican. Now, as a Republican, don't you think that, I mean, aren't Republicans all in favor of, like, the Founding Fathers and the Constitution? And stuff like that, or is that just thrown out the window these days?
Some of them are. There's a lot of people that claim to be Republicans.
How about you, Dave? How about you?
Well, be specific. What
do you believe that when Thomas Jefferson said that a standing army is dangerous to the freedom of the American people, do you believe that he was just an idiot?
Okay, I understand that, but let me add to this. There is a reason why they sent back then a fledgling naval force over to the Middle East because
good job.
Excellent job with that.
I'm going to give you a gold star. You picked Thomas Jefferson's worst moment when he sent troops over to Tripoli without consulting Congress, without getting a declaration of war while they were out of session. Now, as far as I'm concerned, if George Bush would have got a declaration of war, he would have done what the Congress had said. However, there's a standing army, and when there's a tool around, a man wants to use it. When he has a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Well,
and
we have
Thomas
a
Jefferson,
army right now
the fledgling Navy looked
fascism.
Right. I guess you just kind of gloss over the fact that the U.S. government has been meddling in these countries' affairs for decades upon decades, and that's why you have this this threat that you're so afraid of. But I have to say, sir, really, do you think the threat's real? Do you really believe that it's real? And do you really believe the government is the entity that's keeping you safe from the threat of Islamic fascism?
As long as they're stacking up al-Qaeda like firewood, I think that's a plus.
It's hard for me to be upset about people, you know, terrorists dying. However, I know that when these bombs are dropped, that sometimes they're dropped on weddings and sometimes they're dropped on aspirin factories, and that's what bothers me.
I'll take our batting average over anybody over there.
What's that?
I'll take our batting average over anybody over there.
Batting average? You know, you're talking about human lives,
right? I mean, what if your mom was the one out of 1,000 that died? Do you think it'd make you mad?
Well, my mom's not brown, Mark. Thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231.
It's not bigotry. It's just he's not walking a mile in that guy's shoes.
I think it is bigotry.
Families mean just as much to them as you do. When I look at Jack and I love that little six-month-old boy, they have a six-month-old boy, too. And when they find him blown to pieces in the wreckage.
To people like Dave, they're lesser people. Hour two's on the way.
Gunday. 3 days. Exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, October 10th through the 12th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457. That's 502-922-4457. Or visit knobcreekrange.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey,